What I want to share with you this morning is last summer, I had the opportunity for the first time in my life to be in Paris, France. And while I was there, I was privileged to be in Notre Dame Cathedral, where there is this amazing window that's called the North Rose Window. This window was built in the 13th century. And one of the things that makes it so remarkable is that the window points beyond itself to eternity. When you count up all of the medallions that are in the window, they total 88. 88. If 7 is the number for the completion of the world, 8 is the number that points through into eternity. And so when you look at the North Rose window in Notre Dame, what you realize is that this amazing 13th century piece of art is to point us through into eternity. Thomas Aquinas was working in Paris when this window was brand new. And one of the things that Thomas Aquinas says about beauty is that it is the intersection where wholeness, harmony, and radiance come together. Wholeness, harmony, and radiance. We see this all around in our world, and when these things come together, we are left with a sense of awe. Like, for instance, the other night, I was watching that game between Nashville and Colorado, and in the third period, the star player for the Avalanche, had the puck on his stick. This was Nathan MacKinnon, and the way he held on to that puck was sheer beauty, because he committed the Nashville goalie, Piccarene, to go down on his knees because he thought MacKinnon was going to shoot, but he didn't. He passed the puck over to Gabriel Lindenskog, who had an open net and scored a beautiful goal. I'm sure it's going to be one of the highlight reels of the year. And the reason I share this with you is it's an example of harmony. It's an example of this radiance coming together to create something remarkable. Well, even more so, this window. It has an incredible beauty to it. And when we think about this window, it brings to mind a saying of Saint Bernard, who said the following: in heaven, every thirst will be satisfied. But in heaven, not only will the thirst be satisfied, but there'll be a paradox, because we will thirst for more. We can never get enough of it. And that's the thing, when you're in front of this window, you can never get enough of it. I want to go back day after day after day and see how from that center where Our Lady and Jesus are the focus, because it is Notre Dame, it is Our Lady's Cathedral. And from that center, it radiates out to create this beautiful expression of eternity. I've begun my homily today by meditating upon this window, because what I want to talk about this morning is what our tradition refers to as the three transcendent values. I talked about the words wholeness, harmony, and radiance. In the more traditional language, these three are known as the following. We could equate wholeness with the truth. We could equate harmony with goodness and radiance with beauty. So let me say those three words: the good, the beautiful, and the true. The good. That has to do with our hands. By that I mean we do good works in order to extend to others the compassion of Jesus Christ. The good is connected to our will. And as we will the good, it's not enough just to will it. We then have to do something with that. So for instance, I could will to say, I'm going to make dinner tonight. And I could will that all I want. But if that does not then lead to the doing of the good, The will doesn't mean very much at all. So do you see the point? That the will leads to the exercise of the good through the use of our hands. How about the beautiful? That desire to have our hearts come alive by something that moves us. My first degree is in music, and so for me, this takes a particular expression in different musical compositions. There's one piece I particularly love. It's the Brahms Second Piano Concerto. And in the second movement, there's just this one part. I've heard it maybe over 100 times. But whenever I hear this music, it always moves my heart because it is so beautiful. The North Rose Window, or if you've ever stood in the Sistine Chapel and looked at the beauty of what Michelangelo created there. For you see, we have been made in such a way that we long for the good. We long for the beautiful. And we desire the truth. And that's, of course, the use of our minds. The Catholic philosopher Peter Kreeft, in talking about these transcendent values, put it this way. These are the three things we all need and need absolutely and know we need and know we need absolutely. Our minds want not only some truth, but all the truth without limit. Our wills want not only some good, but all good without limit. Our desires, imaginations, feelings, or hearts want not just some beauty, but all beauty without limit. So let me just tie this in now briefly to our readings. That reading that we had from the Acts of the Apostles celebrates the transcendent value of the good. Remember, Peter and John had healed a man who had been paralyzed at the beautiful gate. And now they're being interrogated by the Sanhedrin for what they did. And you remember Peter's response? If we are on trial today for some good act that we have done for this man, know that it is through the name of Jesus Christ that this has happened. So, to do the good was inspired by Jesus. That's what allowed for Peter and John to do what they did. Now, how about that beautiful reading from 1 John? Remember what John said, beloved? We are children of God. What we will be has not yet been revealed, but listen to this. But when we see him, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. What does that point to? Beauty. There is nothing that we will ever experience in this world, not even that window, that will be more beautiful than to behold Jesus Christ and to see him for who he truly is. And then how about the truth? In today's gospel, do you remember what Jesus said? I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice, and they come to me. This understanding that we have, that the mind can appropriate and understand the truth. And when we reflect on this and think about the Catholic tradition has always celebrated the good. That's why we speak of the corporal acts of mercy, because we have to enact the good in the world. The Catholic Church has always celebrated the beautiful. That's why we have Palestrina motets. That's why we have this window. That's why we have the Pietà. That's why we have the Shroud of Turin. And what about the truth? Catholicism loves the truth. Theological truth, philosophical truth, and yes, even scientific truth. And it's this third dimension of the truth that I just want to speak about very briefly. Because we live in a world today where there seems to be increasingly a wedge put between philosophy and theology on one side and science on the other, and never can they meet. Well, do you know that the first of the most sophisticated telescopes, it's called an advanced technology telescope, was developed by the Vatican? And every other modern telescope that is used to look at the stars is based on this model. It's in Mount Graham, Arizona. Have you ever heard of the name of Father Georges Lemaître? He got his PhD from MIT, and in 1927, he postulated the Big Bang Theory. If you type his name in the Google search engine, you'll see all sorts of pictures of Father Lemaître with a big round dog collar standing next to Albert Einstein. The point I'm wanting to make is this. Catholicism is a smart religion because Catholicism celebrates truth, be it scientific, philosophical, and theological. And you'll remember in our reading from Acts, it ends with this line, there is salvation in no other name than in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, why is that? Well, in light of what we're talking about today, it's because the good, the beautiful, and the true has a name. And his name is Jesus. And when the church, his body, is truly living out her life, she incorporates the good, the beautiful, and the true. And with this, I end my homily. I was reflecting on this and realized how fortunate we are here at St. Peter's, because this is a parish where we celebrate the good in many ways. Let me just give you one example. Do you know that we have the most active St. Vincent de Paul Society in the city? We deliver more hampers, reach out to more people in need, because we understand that we need to use our hands to extend mercy to others. Our pastoral care ministry goes into seniors' homes, reaches many people, because we will to do the good. Now, I know the last couple of years has been somewhat taxing for us all with all of these renovations. And some people might wonder, well, why do we do it anyhow? It's because the beautiful really matters. And in our own way, St. Peter's cultivates that. For instance, this display. Go over to the grotto if you have an opportunity. And just realize that this is an expression of beauty. And the care with which our building is attended to, partly, I would hope, that that allows people to know that, well, if they care for their facility this way, maybe they care for people even more. And what about the true? Again, one of the reasons why we've invested so much into our website is that we have a portal whereby people can deepen their faith by listening to homilies, by seeing the other things that are online, by allowing for their intellect to be used. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, I want to thank you, St. Peter's family, for how you, us together, are in a sense like that window, radiating harmony, radiating wholeness, and something of that kind of beauty. To be a shepherd in this community is indeed a privilege, because under the Good Shepherd Jesus, we are growing as a people who celebrate the transcendent values of the good, the beautiful, and the true.